Assessment 1, page 23, task 2. Julie is talking to Principal Fan about a map of the school grounds for Green Day. Listen and fill in the missing information in the map below. One has been provided as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Thanks for helping me to make a map for Green Day, Principal Fan.
Thank you for taking on the task, Julie.
I've created a map of the school grounds, with a key at the bottom to show where various things are located. Now I just need to label all the different items on the map.
Good work. Why don't we start with the school building?
Sure. I'll just write school building in the space on the big grey rectangle along the left side of the map.
I see you've drawn the main entrance as two black rectangles at the top of the map.
Yeah, and I've included a symbol with the same two black rectangles to represent the main entrance in the key. I just need to label it. There. I've also used a shaded rectangle to represent a booth. I've already labelled that in the key.
I see that. I like how you've used a question mark to show the information tent.
It seemed to make the most sense for labelling the information tent, since people go there to ask questions.
Good thinking.
I also included the food trucks in the key. I use different colours to make it easy to tell them apart. I just need to label them.
OK. The food truck parked closest to the school building is where Green Food is going to set up their van.
So the food truck parked closest to the school building will be for Green Food?
That's right.
So that means Meals on Wheels will set up their truck in the bottom right-hand corner of the school grounds. Is that correct?
You got it.
Let me just write that down on the key. M-E-A-L-S on W-H-E-E-L-S. OK, done. Right, that just leaves one final item on the key. The toilets. They're represented by this little symbol of a woman and a man.
Yes, there will be two sets of portable toilets for Green Day. One in the top right-hand corner of the school grounds and the other in front of the school building.
Right. Should we move on to the booths?
Sure. Let's start with the booth on the left, close to the main entrance. Let me just check my notes. Okay, that booth is where the household waste display will be.
I'm sure it'll be very popular. Everyone produces household waste.
That's why it's the first booth. The next booth to the right is where we're going to have a display about recycling.
There's always something new to learn about recycling. What about the booth in the middle?
That's the food waste booth.
Oh, I'll be helping to prepare the display for that booth. I did a project on food waste last month, so I have lots of info for it.
I'll make sure I say hi when I visit the food waste booth on the day. That just leaves two more booths, right?
Yes, on the right-hand side.
Let me just check my notes again. Okay. The bottom booth on the right, next to the food truck, is for water conservation.
Water conservation. How do you spell conservation?
C-O-N-S-E-R-V-A-T-I-O-N.
Thanks. And what about the booth above that?
That's where the upcycling display will be set up.
Great. I can't wait to learn about upcycling. It seems like a very interesting form of recycling.
It is.
Now, the last two items on the map are easy. The rectangle in the middle, with the stripes going from side to side, is the seating area. Is that correct?
Yes. We want people coming in through the main entrance to get to the seating area easily.
And the rectangle with the stripes going up and down is the stage, right?
You got it.
I think that's everything, Principal Fan. Thanks again for your help.
You're welcome. That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.